The Vikings will kick off their 2016 season at U.S. Bank Stadium in just 5 short months, ushering in a new era in the history of the professional football franchise. But the stadium will be hosting plenty of events before the first touchdown is scored in the building. Landing one of the premier soccer matches in the world, U.S. Bank Stadium welcomed the International Champions Cup to the new venue as Italian power AC Milan and defending Premier League champion Chelsea will face off in the inaugural sporting event in the building.
The first couple of events to have an international soccer game with two incredible franchises. I mean, the history associated with Chelsea and AC Milan is incredible. And I think it reiterates the vision that the Wolf family had, that when you built this stadium, that it was not only for Viking football, that was the primary purpose for us, but that it would serve as just an opportunity to be an economic engine for the Twin Cities community.
The match will take place on August 3rd, weeks before the Vikings' first preseason game, and will be one of the many events hosted at U.S. Bank Stadium that will get attention all across the globe.
SMG is the building operator, and they manage, I think, 7 NFL stadiums. And this one is exciting to them because it's so unique, and there's a real excitement by promoters and the public and wanting to see the building and come into the building. So they found that it's selling well, both at the sort of local level with local events in Minneapolis, St. Paul, but also nationally, obviously, getting Luke Bryan and Metallica, and then getting the international soccer match with Chelsea FC and AC Milan. Those two European clubs are the best in the world, and that should fill the place. So SMG is excited about the opportunity to bring all those events in because it brings the public in, and we think as the story is told and as the building opens and people experience the building, even more people are going to want to come.
The high-profile international match marks the third major non-Vikings event that will take place in the first month of the stadium's opening. Sure to become a big concert destination for headlining acts, the stadium secured Luke Bryan and Metallica for concerts in the opening month of August.
Regardless of what your music tastes are, is that those are two iconic entertainment entities, and to be able to get them back to back to open our stadium from a music standpoint will really be exciting. I'm excited to really see how it sounds and how it really comes together, and just it should be beautiful, and especially with the ETFE roof, it just makes it exciting to see all this come to fruition.
One thing each and every fan will notice when they walk into the new stadium, no matter if it's for a Vikings game or a concert or soccer match, is the Legacy Ship and Legacy Bricks. Located in the southwest corner of Medtronic Plaza, the Ship and Bricks will showcase the Vikings' history anytime an event takes place at the stadium.
The Legacy Ship is a great fan amenity where fans can come and interact, take pictures and before games, and really anytime it'll be available to kind of hang out, great place for fans to gather. And then the Legacy Brick Program on the deck of the ship, all the Legacy Bricks, which commemorate, you know, Viking fans had a chance to sign up for the bricks and put a lasting legacy and put a message that they wanted to put. So they've been very popular, very successful, and it's a great chance for Viking fans and all Minnesotans to sign up and to have their name on the plaza right next to the stadium.
Construction of the Legacy Ship has begun to assemble the 160-foot-long structure that is inspired by legendary Viking ships. It will incorporate contemporary metals, stone, concrete, and wood. Since the Legacy Bricks program was launched just over a year ago, over 12,500 fans have purchased the commemorative markers. Even with the national events taking place at U.S. Bank Stadium on a constant basis, there will always be a strong historic feel for the Minnesota Vikings.